After the death of Ahab, Moab rebelled against Israel. Now Ahaziah had fallen through the lattice of his upper room in Samaria and injured himself. So he sent messengers and instructed them, "Go inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I will recover from this injury." But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, "Go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and ask them, 'Is it because there is no God in Israel that you are on your way to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron?' Therefore, this is what the Lord says: you will not get up from the bed on which you are lying. You will surely die." So Elijah departed. When the messengers returned to the king, he asked them, "Why have you returned?" They replied, "A man came up to meet us and said, 'Go back to the king who sent you and tell him that this is what the Lord says: is it because there is no God in Israel that you are sending these men to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore, you will not get up from the bed on which you are lying. You will surely die." The king asked them, "What sort of man came up to meet you and spoke these words to you?" "He was a hairy man," they answered, "with a leather belt around his waist." "It was Elijah the Tishbite," said the king. Then King Ahaziah sent to Elijah a captain with his company of 50 men. So the captain went up to Elijah, who was sitting on top of a hill, and said to him,
"Man of God, the king declares, come down."
Elijah answered the captain, "If I am a man of God, may fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men." And fire came down from heaven and consumed the captain and his 50 men. So the king sent to Elijah another captain with his 50 men. And the captain said to Elijah, "Man of God,
the king declares, come down at once."
Again Elijah replied, "If I am a man of God, may fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men." And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed the captain and his 50 men. So the king sent a third captain with his 50 men. And the third captain went up, fell on his knees before Elijah, and begged him,
"Man of God,
may my life and the lives of these 50 servants please be precious in your sight. Behold, fire has come down from heaven and consumed the first two captains of 50 with all their men. But now may my life be precious in your sight." Then the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, "Go down with him. Do not be afraid of him." So Elijah got up and went down with him to the king. And Elijah said to King Ahaziah,
"This is what the Lord says:
is there really no God in Israel for you to inquire of his word? Is that why you have sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore you will not get up from the bed
on which you are lying, you will surely die. So Ahaziah died according to the word of the Lord that Elijah had spoken. And since he had no son, Jehoram succeeded him in the second year of the reign of Jehoram's son, of Jehoshaphat over Judah. As for the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, along with his accomplishments, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel?